PIAA playoff basketball is on the air.
Berman's Health Shop, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present the following high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's first round 5A playoff game is between the number 8 seed Penwood Patriots and the number 9 seed Academy Park Knights. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor Girls Basketball Coach Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome to the legendary Shoebox, formerly Lansdowne Alden High School back in the day. This gym is about 90 years old. So is this school. It's Penwood Academy Park. What an unbelievable boys high school basketball playoff game. This is going to be its do or die opening round. District 1, 5A, Delaware County Hoops at its best. Two tremendous programs that have never met in the postseason. Academy Park and Penwood, both from the Del Valle. And let's get into the records here. Academy Park, the Knights are 15-7. Frank Wolf, third season, 34-33 lifetime. Penwood, the Patriots, 14-8. Matt Lindemann, third season, 45-26. Again, the Shoebox, two peas in a pod here. It's an unbelievable atmosphere, and I don't know where to start. I guess we'll go with Mark Jordan here. And congrats to you. You're off to the second round of your girls' District 1 5A tournament. Beat the Penwood girls the other night. And I know, have you ever, stupid question, maybe not, have you ever been in this gym?
We have been. We played here about 10 or 12 years ago. It's been a long time. Hasn't changed much, though.
It's old. It reminds me of my Harrisburg, PA radio days, Camp Curtin, former home of the Cougars, back in the day with Quincy Wadley and Robert Tate. I could go on and on. But, yeah, it's Penwood Academy Park. And for years, Penwood was, when it was just four classes, Penwood was 4A, Academy Park 3A. They've never met in the postseason before, so it's unfortunate one of them will be done tonight. The winner of this game will take on Westchester East. Heard they're unbelievable. Saw some film. They look great. Tom Durant, who's a Delaware County guy. A lot of Delaware County guys coaching in Chester County. He went to Upper Darby High School, so the winner of this game will travel to Westchester East on Saturday in round number two. So Westchester East, by the way, the other night, they got a game in early. They defeated Harriton 76-45.
All right. Well, you know, this is a remarkable facility, as Dave pointed out, almost 100 years old. You are on the sides of the court. You are maybe 3 feet from the line, from the court line. At the ends, you're maybe 3.5 feet. If you want to watch a basketball game and you want to be close to the action, there isn't a bad seat in the house. We are literally shoot into the corner because it's the only place that we could really go without being run over by people as we broadcast. So the teams and the teams and the cheerleaders will march in front of us to go out to the locker room. But other than that, we should have a clear view. We also have a security guy to kind of keep people from loitering in front of us. But the rules tonight were they were not going to, apparently going to only pre-sell tickets, would not sell them at the gate, and they expect this place to be packed. And considering we're about 10 minutes away from tip-off, I would say it's going to be very close to packed. We estimated this place would hold maybe 500 people, maybe 500. So it's going to be loud. Everybody is on top of everybody. The ceiling is relatively low for a gymnasium, and we are from the corner of the court. That is maybe, what, guys, 3.5 feet?
So we're
going to be protecting our equipment all night long for out-of-bounds balls and players running off the court.
Thus, they call it the Shoebox. And yeah, I've seen you ought to see some of those Philadelphia Public League gyms. And the Roman Catholic, even smaller than this. This reminds me, because I'm older, Chester, the old Volk at Chester Hobby before they moved into the clip joint in 74. Very, very, very similar to this here at the shoebox at Penwood High School.
You can't see it right now, but Dave's actually part of the layup line for Academy Park.
Yeah.
Dave, throw the ball back to that
kid. I'm actually going to be a public address announcer, so you guys have to do the game play by. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just doing the opening lineup. So.
It's good stuff. Anyway, these teams obviously are very familiar. They split their meetings this year. January 10th, Penwood won the game 52-45. January 29th, Academy Park returned the favor 61-53. For Academy Park, Nassim Harley, it's a sniper, has had 37 three-pointers this year, averages 15 points a game. Shermeek Lofton averages 14.1 points per game. For Penwood, their leading scorer is Devontae Smith, averaging 14.3 a game, and Antonio Campbell Jr., 12.8 points per game. Obviously, they're very well versed with each other. It's going to be an up-and-down game. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of turnovers, a lot of fast pace. I have three basic keys. One, how's it officiated? I sense we're going to see a lot of contact here in about 10 minutes. Two, who takes care of the ball better? Whoever turns the ball over less will have a great chance of winning. And three, who gets more points in the paint? I feel every playoff game comes down to points in the paint and foul shots. Whoever does a better job with that, David, will probably move on.
This is Del Valle basketball. Del Valle style of ball, different than the Central League. But that's a winning league also when you come to Lower Merion and Pencrest. So, Mark, what do you think of the styles, man? I mean, this is the Battle of Chester Pike right here, right on the Delaware River.
I love it. And these guys are great athletes. They're going to be up and down the court. They're going to have their arms on each other. There's going to be a lot of contact every single time, every single possession. And they're smart. They're going to know each other's strengths. They're going to try and take that away. But I saw a couple highlights from the last game. I don't know whose broadcast it was. Bunch of turnovers. I saw a lot of turnovers, a lot of loose dribbling, some physical activity. So how much will the referees let him play in a playoff game? We've seen some games over the years at Chester. You're basically doing hand-to-hand combat. So we'll see how much they let him play with tonight.
And as Mike would say, these teams don't like each other. That it's a battle.
True.
You're talking Darby Township, Darby Colwyn, Lansdowne, Sharon Hill. There's a Darby. They had some great programs at smaller schools before they became, in the early 80s, Penwood and Academy Park.
This is going to be a tough game to officiate because this is lose and go home. So there are no tomorrows. There's nothing going on. You don't win now, your season is over. And now, if it gets away from one team or the other, that may make a difference. But if this is neck and neck, excuse me, for the next 32 minutes, it could be really a tough game.
And these guys are good teams. Both these teams played Chester very tough, by the way.
Yes, they did.
They did. And it reminds me of watching Chester play in the playoffs. They're going to get away with it as much as they can early to test the officials and say, what are you going to let me get? What can I do tonight? What will you let me get away with? And if it gets out of control, it could be a little bit crazy. I noticed, by the way, Academy Park has three young men shooting over 75% from the foul line. I think it could be a difference. Academy Park at the foul line is pretty effective. We'll see.
Very good. And Penwood has a couple of kids, tremendous athletes, and even better football players in basketball. They're good at basketball. Keep an eye on number 14, Kennedy Poles, 6'1 senior, one of the top wide receivers, absolute animal stud. I don't think he's committed to a college as of yet. And the junior, 6'3, about 250 pounds, number 22, he's like on the football field, Ben Roethlisberger. His name is Desmond Johnson. So he is going to be a force in the middle. It's going to be awesome. Got Matt DeGeorge here in the house here tonight. And we're about five. They got our photographer, and they do a great job, the Delco Times. So your thoughts, first time, Andrew, you've been here at the shoebox, they call
it. It's an electric atmosphere already, and we're still 5 minutes from game time. It was an electric atmosphere when they first started letting students in about 35 minutes before the game started. They started flooding in here, and some were trying to get in earlier than that.
And these programs have great histories. Penwood, back-to-back to the state finals in 2009-2010. They beat York High in 2009 to win it all with Clyde the Glide Jones. Clyde now in his second year, just concluded with Chichester. And Matt Lindemann, head coach of Penwood, coached under Clyde for many, many years. Up Academy Park, of course, went to the state finals a long time ago, 94, but they were loaded, lost to Beaver Falls. We had two Delaware County teams in the state finals that year. We had in 4A Chester beat Erie Prep, and 3A Academy Park lost to Beaver Falls. Frank Wolf, as I said, the head coach of Academy Park, went to York College, third year, 34-33. Matt Lindemann, third year, 45-26. What a job by these guys controlling They are so cool, calm, collected, and you have to control these guys. I mean, it's
no doubt.
You know, Mark. You
they
know what
they want to get out and play some street ball, and it is tough for sure. We have that at Upper Darby down the street. And they want to just sort of get out and let loose. But guess what? Whoever wins this game will test Westchester East. That'll be a tough draw for East come Saturday.
Yeah, and they got a big boy too, Westchester East. Also tonight, Pencrest playing Pottstown, Ruston, Upper Moreland, Holy Ghost, Slow It Down, Tony Chapman against Upper Marion, Great Valley, Pottsgrove, Unionville, Radnor, and
That's
Sun
a final
Valley.
Already.
Unionville, What's Radnor's that? Final. Unionville won 60-45.
Wow. I was kind of pulling from Radnor and Lewis.
That was a 5:30 tip-off.
5:30. So yeah, Unionville advances and Sun Valley, Phoenixville. Let's take a break. It's the pregame show. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, and Mark Jordan. It is boys basketball, do or die, Penwood Academy Park on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Couple of minutes away from the opening tip and the
Dave,
close to start. Yeah, Mike.
Real quick, let's talk about tomorrow night. You're not going to be here.
Yes, I'll be there in spirit, and I will be a public address announcer tomorrow for Coatesville Mathacton with Dave Duda and all those guys.
But
and that's going to be a great game, and I'll make sure I give DelcoHoops.com a lot of plugs, but a lot of people might be listening on their phones
right
in the game because we're doing a Lower Marion Chester tomorrow.
Right, Lower Marion Chester tomorrow. First time those two teams have met in a playoff in
Since 2013 when they met each other in the PIAA state final. Chester was trying to make it three in a row, and Lower Marion beat them by 15 points.
So this will be an absolute war, and we expect a full house as well as a lot of listeners. So tune in tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on the air up in Lower Marion.
Well, I'll be right back, guys. So you guys can fill it in here.
Good seeing you.
All right, Mark, I guess you want to – Dave's going to go announce the starting lineup.
And I'll follow him. I'll follow him when he says it.
As he broke our on-air
I saw that.
But yeah, it's okay.
Well, one little stat real quick, Mike, before we start up.
Sure.
Penn White at home this year is 7-3. Do you want to guess who they've lost to?
Just Chester.
Chester's one.
Yeah.
Boys Latin's two. And math, civics, and science. Every team's had 18-plus wins.
Huh. Well,
you come in here, it's going to be a tough chore for Academy Park for sure.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, but the Penwood's probably favored to take this. But, you know, when you get teams that just don't like playing, they like to play each other, they don't like each other, it's all bets are off. I mean, if Academy Park ever plays their hand, then Penwood would eat them alive. But if Penwood isn't quite there or Academy Park sees something, they're not going to – neither of these teams are going to leave anything on this floor tonight.
I agree.
Because, you know, they're done. They go home. Basketball season's over.
Someone said it's do or die.
Absolute do or die.
Really?
Absolutely do
I wonder
or
who
die.
That was.
No comment.
Yeah. Right. So we got Dave on the PA system. Unfortunately, we're in a corner. Normally we would let him share the mic on our broadcast with the PA announcement. But so he's going to be announcing and then run over here and pick up his headset.
Yep.
So we're waiting for the starting lineups to go.
He's doing it right now.
Okay,
so there, I'll follow him. So if the Academy Park starters, number one, a senior 6 foot 1 inch tall, Shermeek Lofton. Number two is a junior guard, 6 foot one, Jalen Cassidy. Number three is a senior guard, 6 foot flat, Nassim Harley. Number four is a sophomore guard, 6 feet tall, Tariq Marrero. And number 20, senior forward, 6 foot one, Tyree Estes.
And now Penwood.
For your Penwood starters, number one, a senior shooting guard, 6 foot 1 inch tall, Shad Kayem. Number three, a senior point guard, 5 foot 9 inches tall, Zach Williams. Number four is a senior guard, 6 feet 1 inch tall, Devontae Smith. Number 14, a senior forward, 6 feet 1 inch tall, Kennedy Poles. And the other forward, number 22, a junior, 6 feet 2 inches tall, Desmond Johnson.
All right.
They just gave us a plug.
All right, now we're going to go ahead and go to a break, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes during the national anthem. You're listening to High School Basketball Never Sounded So Good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their brand of products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, and we're back with the broadcast. Dave will be on his way over here in a second to start the play-by-play. Teams are getting ready now. Nobody's out. There we go. Walking out to midcourt, set up for the jump ball. And Dave's on his way back. Going to have his glasses on so he can read the thing.
Great job.
All right, here he comes, and we got both teams set up in the center of the court.
Guys.
And Dave, you're back.
All right, how you doing, ladies and gentlemen? We're back here getting ready for the opening tip. And you guys got the starting lineups and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we did.
Penwood Academy Park. Penwood in the white uniforms. They're the home team here at the Shoebox. Old school gym. And that's burgundy, right? Burgundy trim.
Yep.
Academy Park is blue and white. Also,
black and white, it looks like.
It's dark.
It is dark, yes.
Shermie Lofton, Kennedy Poles, tipping it off.
Academy Park gave Chester two good games. One game, Shermie didn't play, and Marrero, number four, didn't play because of injury. So we're getting ready to roll here. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer. The gym gets quiet right now.
Well, they're waiting for some of the cheerleaders to take their seats.
So we're going to stand, and we're not blocking anybody's view.
Yeah, I'm going to stand, too. Thank you.
And look how calm the I guess the coaches have to be calm.
Sure. They've done it before.
And Andrew, throughout the night, try to give us some more updates of the other District 1-5A. Do or die tonight. Got to win. Tap is controlled by Academy Park, moving right to left. It's Harley, and jumper from the left side is no good by Cassidy. Rebound, Penwood. Coming back left to right, Devontae Smith. Driving to the basket, shot too strong off the glass. It's run and gun so far. Academy Park the rebound. Harley for three, no good. Battling for that ball, and it's taken by Zach Williams of Penwood. Man-to-man defense, right, Mark? And
yes.
It's three of the best. I've seen these guys before. They're very, very solid. And that's going to be a block foul. And it's going to be on Academy Park. Tyree Estes. That's his first team's first. So if you win this game tonight, you go to the next round. It'll be two shots here, by the way, for Devontae Smith. Averages 14 a game with the left hand. Back of the rim, no good. You win, you go to the elite. Well, you go to the quarterfinals.
Correct.
The Sweet 16 now. Elite Eight, but only six teams go. So you're going to have to win a game or two there to get to the playoffs. Second shot is good by Smith of Penwood. They lead it 1-0, just underway. 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Cassidy out high to Harley near side.
3-2 zone, David, 3-2.
Cassidy can shoot the lights out. I tell you, he can really shoot, but that's an air ball there from the left wing corner, out of bounds off of the Knights of Academy Park. To the Patriots of Penwood. Penwood 14-8. Academy Park 15-7. Against, obviously, great competition.
Yep.
Let alone their league. And there's a steal by Cassidy of Academy Park. Drives to the basket. No, but a foul. So two shots coming for junior Jalen Cassidy of Academy Park. And the personal, see if they put it up on the board.
Yep.
I believe it was Zach Williams. Yeah. Yes.
And he was a little careless with the ball at half court. They were trying to call set. Got his pocket picked.
First attempt up and good by Cassidy. Jalen is a junior. We're tied at one. Teams split the regular season series. Two games they played. Same league. Misses the second. And there is big Dez Johnson, the rebound.
That uniform's tight, David.
Yeah, and he's tough. He's a tough quarterback, man. He's tough to stop. Dez driving to the basket, high off the glass, no good. Poles couldn't get the rebound. It's now Marrero. This kid, he missed a bunch of the season, about half the year from injury, and he can flat-out play. Three ball from left of the key to strong rebound. Smith, Devontae Smith coming back for Penwood. He's fouled from behind by Cassidy. First, team's second, and I think, I don't know if it was on the floor or not.
It was.
Yes.
Out of bounds.
Dave, real quick, I mean, obviously, Devontae's a left-handed player, correct?
Yes.
He's going left all of his time so far. I assume Kelly Park knows that.
I would imagine. These kids all grew up. I would call it what? This is Northeast Delaware County. Wide open three ball left of the key. He drains it. Devontae Smith of Penwood.
Little pick and pop there, David.
4-1, Penwood. Academy Park coming back. Cassidy. Left side jumper, Estes. Too strong. No good. And a loose ball foul, I believe, is going to be called now on Academy Park. 6 minutes and 2 seconds go first quarter. 4-1, Penwood.
Academy Park seems to be just focusing on the three-point shots.
They're taking four threes and a jump shot. You're right, Michael. They're taking five jump shots in 2 minutes, which is not my recipe for playoff success.
Not unless you're hitting them.
Near side, Kayum. Far side. Left block for the big fella in there. Johnson, ball stolen away. Boy, they are quick. Here's Marrero to the basket. Misses the shot. Follow, no good by Shermeek. Lofton out of bounds. Last touch by Penwood. 5:37 to go in the first. 4-1. Patriots of Penwood.
They attacked the rim there, though. I can live with that.
Yes. Not shooting the ball very well. I'm surprised. Ooh. There's a steal in the inbounds pass. Zach Williams of the Patriots. Going to try to take it all the way to the rack. Lays it up and in. Nice move. Zach Williams and a timeout. Frank Wolf at Academy Park. 5:28 to go in the first quarter. It's do or die. The District 1 5A opening round. Boys basketball never sounded so good at DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Penwood High School, the Shoebox Boys Hoops at its best. 5:28 to go in the first quarter. Quick start by Penwood leading Academy Park 6-1. Marrero in the backcourt. Academy Park with the ball. Near side, Harley. Wait till he starts getting off for them. Driving to the basket, shot is blocked. A tremendous block by Smith. He talks a little garbage after making the block. And Academy Park, not happy about that. Driving to the basket. Desmond Johnson lays it in, and he is fouled.
Yikes.
This crowd is buzzing here.
Yeah, this is going to get away from Academy Park way too quick. They don't get some points here. And I think the three-point attempts has got to stop. They got to start driving the basket. Although they've tried that the last couple of times without success either.
Maybe a jump stop and a head fake might help them. Oh, Desmond.
Short on the only attempt by it looked like it skimmed the rim.
He went in there pretty hard to the rim, Dave. Would you step in for a charge
on
him?
That's what I mean. You're going to have to suck it up. It's amazing. 5:08 to go. So Johnson of Penwood misses that shot, the free throw, which would have made it a three-point play. It's 8-1. In favor of Penwood, but Academy Park can score in a hurry. Short shot, no good by Lofton. Another rebound by Penwood. They come back, flying to the basket, lay it up and in with a left hand. the 6-foot senior. He got game. Devontae Smith, Penwood up 10-1.
Straight line drive, Dave. No one stopped the ball. He went straight to the basket. That just cannot happen.
As you know, it's very early. 4:42 to go in the first. Here's Academy Park, the Knights, between the circles. Cassidy. Do I see zones?
Yep, 3-2 zone. They're in a
I know they can shoot. They can really shoot. But not tonight so far. Air ball by Marrero. Offensive rebound off the glass. No good. Battling for that ball. And it goes right to Shermeek Lofton from the right side, who bangs it home off the glass. Academy Park, first bucket of the night, trailing by 7. Floater in the lane. No good by Kiam. Offensive rebound. Johnson blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Penwood, the Patriots. These schools came in back in 82-83. Sharon Hill, Collingdale merged, and Darby Township merged to be Academy Park. Left block, Smith loses the ball and taken by Estes of Academy Park.
He gets
the ball taken away. That's Harley gets it taken away. Short shot in the lane, no good by Devontae Smith on the rebound to Academy Park, and they're not playing.
Really.
I know he's got to be very frustrated, Frank Wolf. 3:55 to go. Academy Park really struggling. The good news for them, we're in the first quarter, and they're only down by 7.
Yeah, but the last couple possessions, some simple turnovers, not too good. Uh-oh.
Got another big boy in the game.
Harley's leg seems to be hurting him.
Number 35, Kevon Stevens, 6'5", senior. So for Penwood, they got some big, beefy guys in there. And driving to the basket, missing the layup. Offensive rebound, couldn't get it to fall. Another shot off the glass, no good by Antonio Campbell. Just checked into the game for Penwood. Boy, they missed some opportunities there. And finally, a rebound for Academy Park. This is Marrero, right of the key. Left of the key, Harley, unlimited range. So far, they just can't make a shot. It's well short by Nassim, and an easy rebound.
Not even make a shot, Dave. They're not even close to these shots.
Yeah, it's
well, one thing, if you're in and out, you know, you're on, have a good line. These balls aren't that close.
Left of the key, 3-ball by Penwood. Back of the rim, no good. No good. Offensive rebound, the big fella. He's a handful. 6'5", senior. Kevon Stevens, K-E-I-V-O-N. Another turnover on Academy Park, out of bounds, and just unforced. It's 12-3, Penwood. I can't believe what's going on here with Academy
Park. They're getting rattled. They're getting beat on the boards. And Penwood's had about 3 or 4 straight line drives to the rim.
Derek Northern into the game, 5'8 sophomore for Academy Park. They are deep.
They're deep, but they're small, Dave. I know
they are small. They
can play 6'1".
If they can bring in number 11 and number 23, the Jabate boys, they're 6 feet, 6'1". They play like they're 6'8". They can really jump.
They've gone to zone now too, Academy Park.
Out high.
Oh, no.
Smith Williams underneath again to Kevon Stevens for 2. 6'5". He's got away 280. 14-3. Penwood. Academy Park in early trouble. Cross court pass. Top of the key for 3 by Northern. Not good again. No good off the back of the rim. Kennedy pulls the pass down the court. They save it from going out of bounds and lay it up and in by Antonio Campbell. Penwood 16, Academy Park 3, and we have a timeout. I guess the ball was just knocked out of bounds. Boy, this place is rocking here at Penwood High School in the Shoebox.
Well, this is not a great start for Academy Park, obviously. Penwood's going right to the rim with reckless abandon, Dave. I love it. I love the game plan from Penwood.
And you got the two. I mean, number 22.
We're now 2-3 zone. They switched to a 2-3 zone now.
Dez Junk, there's a foul line jumper. Good.
They needed that.
By Sherm Lofton.
They needed that. All right, timeout.
And a timeout called by another one by Academy Park. 2:07 to go in the first quarter. District 1 5A boys basketball war. Do or die. It's 16-5. Penwood on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Wow, 2:07 to go in quarter number one, and here it's Penwood, 16 Academy Park, 5 mark.
12 shots in the paint for Penwood, 4 shots for Academy Park.
Full court pressure. Asking about number 35, the reserve, 6'5 senior. Kevon Stevens has 4 points already. 6'5", about 280.
Looks like a diamond and one. Oh, they're bringing Stevens up the. They passed it up the court. Interesting.
Yeah, because you got some big boys in there. But there is a steal. Lofton with the left hand. No good. Lofton follows. Can't get it. Loses the ball in the lane and picking up the garbage and laying it up in his Jalen Cassidy. And it's 16-7. In favor of Penwood. At the near wing, Harley. Harley, check that. Williams dribbling around, left of the key, right of the key. Good dish, lay it up and in.
Nice. Cannon.
By another big fella into the game, Tyke Cannon, 6'5 junior.
6'5 is 6'5, my friends.
I didn't realize how tall Penwood was.
This is a definite advantage.
They lead 18-7. Academy Park with the ball. Down by 11. Foul line jumper. No good by Lofton. And a strong rebound by Cannon.
Sorry.
And a foul. That's 5 team fouls on Academy Park right now. 11-point lead, Penwood. And they have the ball. 1 minute to go in the quarter.
Well, it's 5 team fouls to one, but guess what? Penwood's been the aggressor. So when you're the aggressor, you're going to get the other team in foul trouble.
Right.
It makes sense. Plus, you have a size advantage. And now they're just looking to attack the paint every time they can.
That personal is on Cassidy. Or is it?
Yes, Cassidy.
It is Cassidy?
Yes.
Oh, Lofton. His second. 5 team fouls on Academy Park. Penwood with the ball. 3 ball from the left wing corner. Back of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Taken out there by Devontae Smith. Dish underneath to Kevon Stevens for 2.
6 for him. Good Lord.
Heard he's the center, was a center on that very successful Penwood football team this year. Quarterback Des Johnson, 2 beefy guys. They were huge. 20-7. Academy Park with the ball. Late here in the first quarter. Long 3. Harley. They're not even close, guys. That's another air ball by Academy Park. Out of bounds. It'll stay, I think, as Shadrach Kayem into the game for Penwood.
They need a bucket here, my friends. It's 20-7. They're down by 13.
Yeah, I don't know what the philosophy is about not trying to drive to the basket. It doesn't look like they're so outclassed in the center.
I agree, and they're in a 2-3 zone. You can pass the ball to the high post. A little shot fake can go by the big man.
Out high, Northern.
Like that.
Driving to the
there
basket.
Is.
Good.
That was
and
it.
A
but he
foul.
Got, he got the ball and he went around him, Dave.
Yep.
Lofton took it right at the big man.
Shermik has 6. 20-9. Penwood by 11. 13.5 seconds ago in the first quarter. Penwood came to play. Academy Park not, but you get behind the 8 ball, you got to battle back the whole game.
It's a long way to go. And these big boys, they're ready to run. They're going to be pressed the entire rest of the way. Pressure up into the court.
Lofton misses the foul shot. I can't imagine them being intimidated at the gym. There's 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back comes Campbell for Penwood. Left wing corner, Smith. Long 3. Skims the rim. No good after 1 quarter of play. Boy, that was wild. We expected this not to be the score, though. Penwood 20 and Academy Park 9. The opening round of the District 1 5A Boys Basketball Tournament. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double Decker is the home of the original Inside Out pizza. Double Decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Seemed like we played two, three quarters already. Only one of the Bucks, 20-9, Penwood in this playoff game. You win, you go to the round number two, District 1 5A, which is considered the smaller schools. 20-9, Penwood.
The good news, I guess, for Academy Park, they're only down by 11 points. They took 8 3-pointers, Michael. None were remotely close to the basket, actually.
Yeah, well, and
shot 4 for 19. Penwood 9 for 18, including 14 shots at the rim.
And if you drove 4 into the paint and made them, you'd be a 3-point game.
It's Penwood with the ball to begin the second quarter with Williams. Right of the key, Kayum. Right block, Smith. Right near the basket to the right side is Johnson. Now a floater off the glass. 2 points, Shadrack. Kayum, 6'1", senior, 22-9, Penwood. Academy Park, left to right. Northern, left of the key. Top of the key, Harley. Way out, side, straight away. 7:21 to go in the second quarter. Marrero, right wing. And down low, Estes loses the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Penwood.
They at least try to get the ball into a low block there against that zone, but immediately they double-team Penwood, knocked it out of bounds.
It's athlete on athlete out here tonight.
Yep.
Inbounding the ball for the Knights. Harley out high to Northern. Harley, three ball from the right wing corner is good.
That was a pretty shot.
Nassim averages 15 a game. They're going to need that and more from him tonight. Lead is 10, 22-12.
Uh-oh.
Penwood. Johnson to the basket, misses the shot. Offensive rebound up for two. Devontae Smith.
That's two more shots are right at the rim. Two more shots right at the rim.
24-12. Academy Park with the ball. Trailing by 12 points. Marrero. Right of the key. Northern. Ooh. And a kick violation. Good. Clyde Jones just came in. The legendary Harriton. And also, Penwood, what a job he did here for years.
Sure.
Clyde checking in. Chai Chester just completed his second year there, trying to build that program back. 6:30 to go in the second quarter. Academy Park with the rock. Northern, the right wing, in the block, the right block to Estes. But, boy, there's a lot more size out there than I thought.
It is. But they're having the right idea now, Academy Park passing it down low. Except that they come and they double and triple team immediately
right.
When it goes down there. It's got to go into the post and then right away find your friend diving from the weak side.
Yeah, they're going to have to make shots. Northern pass is stolen away again by Penwood. Zach Williams, he's a quick young man out there. Foul line Johnson, right wing corner, firing up a three ball, too strong, not even close by Kayum. And out of bounds, last touch by, I believe, Academy Park, the Knights. Wow, 6:08 to go here at the Shoebox. Lansdowne, we're on Green Avenue, the former Lansdowne Alden High School many, 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 many years ago.
I'll give you a trivia question at the next break.
But they produce some great athletes, too,
yes.
All over. Devontae Smith, Williams,
ooh,
and pass underneath looking for Johnson. Thrown away, Penwood turnover. Cassidy back in for Academy Park. Well, I don't know where Bangladeh Jabate and Abraham Jabate are tonight, but they would add a lot underneath that basket. Very active, Mark.
Still 1-2-2 half court.
5:50 to go in the quarter, second quarter. Academy Park down by 12.
That's it. I like that.
Driving to the basket, missing the shot. Long rebound is out to Marrero. Pass underneath, taken away. Boy, Penwood with a steal. Academy Park with the steal back. Academy Park, Lofton is going to be called for a travel.
Tried to do too much.
You know, it's too much, but I like the action, and I like Derek Northern took that time right by himself, right to the rack. Didn't get the layup to fall, But I think that's got to be the idea. That's got to be their mindset for the rest of this half.
Back in for Penwood, number five, Antonio Campbell Jr. He's a senior, but he's a Campbell Jr. Nickname, of course, Soupy. And driving to the basket, lay it up. No. He tried a dipsy-doo shot, did Desmond Johnson for Penwood, but he is fouled. Going to the line, shooting two.
There's a lot of dipsy in that.
Yeah. You talk about dipsy-doo, Jameer Brickus of Coatesville. I don't know if you've seen him live.
Really good.
He's only a junior. Brickus and Bryan, you might see him in the playoffs now.
Great.
You'll have to wait and see how they do against Mefacton tomorrow. In and out on the first by Johnson. 5:26 to go, second quarter. Packed house, obviously. Sardine can here. They call it the shoebox. And Mike said, we're shooed in here. No. Misses the second. Rebound, Lofton. Penwood all over Academy Park, and then Lofton gets rid of it. Here's Northern to the basket. Good and a foul, I think. Yep, good and a foul by Derek Northern. I'm not a referee, but I would have called that a block.
Interesting.
And Northern, his first two of the night to the line, shooting one.
But do you see his mindset there the last couple times? Northern's saying, forget this jump shot game, guys. I'm going to attack the rack. And before they can set up their defense, he took two straight balls right to the rim against a taller Penwood team.
6'5", 280-pounder at least. Kevon Stevens into the game for Penwood.
And how tall is Northern? 5'9".
Northern.
He doesn't care.
Yep. He's a sophomore.
Oh.
Or as Keith Jackson would say, sophomore.
Oh.
Misses the shot.
Both teams are 1-for-4 from the stripe.
24-14, Penwood over Academy Park. Playoff time. 5:08 to go in the quarter. Top of the key, Desmond Johnson down low for Stevens. Lays it up and in, the big fella.
You know, the big difference here is Penwood is effectively penetrating into the paint and laying them up and getting the shots, and Academy Park's having a terrible time getting into the paint, and they're not making the shots to boot. There's no three-point attempt.
Three ball by the super sophomore, Tariq Marrero, is good. I'm telling you guys, I've seen him enough. They can bang home that three-ball shot. Academy Park down by 9. And dribbling around Zach Williams. There's a steal.
Northern.
And now Harley's going to take it all the way to the basket. Dipsy Doo should not have done that. I don't know why he did that. Did Nassim. Misses the shot.
Jailbreak.
Oh, boy. Down low. Behind the back pass. Wow, by the big fella. Poles gets the ball knocked away from Marrero ahead of the pack for Academy Park. And then coming out of nowhere, flying back, knocking it out of bounds, the hustling Zach Williams. And we've got a timeout call, I think, by Penwood here. Now it's run and gun. And yes, I do it like it, but you gotta go in and make the shot. You can't fool around. 4:16 to go in the second quarter. Penwood 26, Academy Park 17, DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
4:16 to go in the second quarter. Nassim Harley had an easy layup going to the basket. He tried to showboat too much and it slowed his progress up.
I think Coach Lehman was not happy, though, with the up and down the floor and the sloppy play.
So back and forth now. Academy Park, a three ball. Cassidy misses it from right of the key. Right wing corner, rebound. Sherm Lofton, the jumper, too strong. I don't know what's going on with their shots tonight, Academy Park. And here comes Penwood all the way to the basket and blocked and a foul. It's a hard foul. Nassim Harley. His first team foul, number 7, and going to the line, shooting 2. 17 fouls on Academy Park. Penwood just 3. 3:59 to go before halftime. At the line, shooting 2 is Antonio Campbell Jr.
It might sound a little wacky, David, but I think the style of the game the last minute and a half will help Academy Park. They want this game to get up and down the floor, and the bigs of Penwood would have less effect. Made the first, will have more effect, if the game becomes end-to-end, baseline to baseline, run him up and down. Mike's point was right. If it goes half court, I don't know what Kenny Park, if a Kenny Park, can stop the bigs inside of Penwood.
Yeah, and the guys obviously are not the big boys, Stevens and Johnson, not as fast as the other players.
No.
But there's a second shot, no good, foul shot missed. So it's a 10-point lead. Academy Park trailing by 10. Marrero just can't get by the defenders. Great job, Penwood, on defense. Mm-hmm. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Marrero, the sophomore, guarded closely. Somebody should be wide open out there. It's Lofton. He's got Northern. Now it's going to go for three there. There he is.
Uh-oh.
Three ball, Tariq Marrero.
Too straight for him.
Lead is down to 7.
Somebody called that.
I know they can shoot. I've seen it. You know, they played a tough schedule. Oh. And that's an offensive foul, illegal pick set by Stevens. And this is now. Yeah, and you're right. They want to.
Stevens is
run the
6
ball.
Foot five, about what you say, 200 and what, 50 pounds or more.
Well, Stevens looks more because they 280? Have Desmond at 250. Oh. Well, Desmond Johnson, number 22, 6 foot,
gentlemen,
3, 250.
We almost lost Derek Northern. He's 5 foot nine and maybe 150 pounds.
You got Serena.
We almost lost him. I almost
got
had
absorbed.
To run the, I almost had to take care of him on the court.
Well, he came in for a couple seconds there, minutes maybe. Ibrahim Jabate, number 23 for Academy Park, and now he's out. All right, so out there. Academy Park with the ball, only down by 7. It's Northern. 3:14 to go in the second quarter. There he is again for 3. Too strong by Marrero. And the weak side air ball rebound, Campbell.
They ran a nice little play for him there. See it? They ran a nice little stagger screen to get him open on that.
They did. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Penwood by 7. Left of the key. Thinking for 3. He's going to go for 3. And he drains it. Devontae Smith. What a game for him. 5 in the quarter. 11 for the game already for the 6-foot senior coming in, averaging 14 a game. Dave Berman and the gang here on this Thursday night. 10-point lead again for Penwood. Playoff action. Lofton stops, pops. No good. Rebound, Kennedy Poles. Tremendous wide receiver on the Penwood football team. Poles flips it off to his point guard, Zach Williams.
That shot's about a 15-foot baseline shot. They could have gotten much better, I think. They pass it around a bit.
Right of the key. Smith, he's going to turn. Fire, no good. Rebound, Cassidy. Now to Marrero. And Marrero to the basket. Dipsy-doo!
Wow.
4-2. Tariq Marrero with 8. Driving back.
Oh, my
glass. 2 points. Devontae Smith. What a game he's having. It is run and gun. 10-point lead, Penwood. Lofton in the lane. Throws it out high. Now, Northern, he can shoot the lights out too. Air ball, so many of those. Maybe it is the scene here for Academy Park. It's an air ball, and back comes Penwood again. Smith, 3 ball to the side of the backboard, out of bounds by Devontae Smith. And the ball will go back to Academy Park. 1:43 to go in the second quarter. The winner of this game takes on Big Bad, and they're tough. Westchester East. Tom Durant, the head coach, second year building that program back. Pride of Upper Darby High School. Was a player on the Penn State National Championship 86 team with Ray Isom in the gang. Tom Durant, head coach of Westchester East. Yeah, of
shout
course,
out for Joe Pa.
Their second national championship. Anyway, that game will be Saturday. Westchester East in the first round the other night beat Harrington 76-45. Hopefully more scores a little bit later on here from tonight's action. 1:38 to go. Second quarter. Looking down low. Knocked away and stolen. And a ticky-tack foul on Derek Northern.
All the contact we've watched the last 15 minutes of action, he's going to call that.
1:32 to go, second quarter. Penwood up by 10, 32-22. It'll be 1-1 for number 5, the 5'11 senior. Averages 13 a game, Antonio Campbell.
They're now in a man-to-man, Penwood, with almost like a one-man zone. Desmond Johnson's staying close to the lane.
He misses at Marrero. You see him get up with the rebound for Academy Park. Now Estes, the mid-range jumper. No good.
Boy, the touch is just way off.
But it's not touch. But Michael, he had a wide open path to the basket. That was 10 feet. It's one dribble, jump stop, and lay it in.
There's another wild shot by from the left wing corner. No good by Penwood this time. Rebound on the floor. Estes, he gets it into Lofton. Sherm Lofton with the ball. He has 6 points. He is a pure athlete. And that's a nice move, isn't it? Shot no good. They battle for the rebound. Poles has it. Poles' ball getting taken away by Estes. And Estes causes a travel on Penwood's Kennedy Poles. So Academy Park gets the ball back down. But can you believe it? They're only down by 10, 32-22.
I'm not sure.
Technical foul or not?
It's a warning.
A warning on Penwood for delay of the game.
A little bit. They're a little bit of jaw on Dave, but real quick, you're doing a heck of a job here. This action is pretty fast.
Yes.
And you're on top of all of it.
Trying my best. Tomorrow night will be interesting. It could be fast and slow. Lower Marion likes to slow it up,
sure.
too. Academy Park. Northern for three. Yes!
Oh, the young man. That's a big one, kids.
Derek Northern with five. Cuts it to seven. Here comes Smith to the basket. Blocked from behind. Picked up by Johnson.
Nice
the big
done.
Fella. Lays it up and in. Desmond Johnson, 35 seconds ago.
Go ahead and shoulder fake, David.
Got to cut the trash talking down, guys. Easier said than done.
Oh, boy.
34 seconds ago in the second quarter. 9-point lead. Full court press here. Penwood by nine. It'll be Marrero. He gets it in the Northern sophomore backcourt mates there for the Academy Park Knights. They'll go for the final shot here. 28 seconds go between the circles. Straightaway, Derek Northern.
It's almost like they're in a box and one now a little bit. Interesting. On Marrero.
And he still has it out high. 15 seconds to go, Northern to the right side. Northern, top of the key, Estes. Flips it to Cassidy. Marrero fires a three ball again. No good with 3.5 seconds to go. And they have a man ahead of the pack. And they lose it at the buzzer. Wow. Penwood had an opportunity there, but it was just out of control. We have reached halftime in the District 1 5A Sweet 16. You lose, your season's over. You win, of course, you move on to round number two. It's Penwood 34 and Academy Park 25 between these longtime bitter rivals. Boys Hoops, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, man, playoff atmosphere obviously here. It is the playoffs, the postseason, and you win, you advance, you lose, it's over. The District 1 5A boys basketball first round. Two Delco rivals, Del Valle rivals, right up the street from each other. Penwood leading Academy Park 34-25. Winner of this game takes on Westchester East at Westchester East sometime on Saturday in round two. And Andrew, do you possibly have any other scores?
Sun Valley and Phoenixville. Sun Valley leads that one 51-45 after three. Pencrest leads Pottstown 47-18 late in the third
quarter.
Wow.
That's a killer.
Springford leads Haverford 46-29. Pottsgrove up on Upper Marion 46-35. And that's all I have right now. I'm looking for more.
Holy Ghost, you said, is leading Upper Marion?
Pottsgrove is leading Upper Marion 46-35.
Oh, okay. I have Pottsgrove playing Great Valley, actually. That's interesting.
All right. Okay.
That might be what it is.
It's got to be something. A couple points here, Michael, to make. Penwood shot 15 for 30, 13 for 22, took 21 shots at the rim that half, David. They scored 26 points in the paint. Unless my eyes deceive me, they have more points in the paint than Academy Park has points. That's pretty good.
Yep.
From a coaching standpoint. Sadly, Academy Park from three, is they got hot, and they're still 4 for 16. That's by making four of the last five shots. They're shooting only 10 for 35. In that 16 minutes, they got 35 shots. To me, it's a different brand of basketball, which you mentioned.
What is it about Academy Park? They think they can't get into the paint.
They have a size disadvantage, no doubt. They have a couple 6'5" guys here at Penwood, and the tallest guy for Academy Park is 6'1". However, they're quick. When they wanted to attack the rim those couple times, they did. When you attack the rim, you can score a layup, you can get fouled, or on a missed shot, an attempt block shot, you can get an offensive rebound from the backside.
Right.
So all that helps you out. And when they got good there in that half, I thought Derek Northern brought a lot of energy. He attacked the rim, made a three ball there for him. Sophomore did some excellent things. So I think they have to make it a full court game. I think right now in the locker room, Frank Wolf's telling his boys, it's got to be a full court game. We can't allow them to just park themselves in the lane and dominate. Defensively, if the ball goes in the paint for Penwood, they have to double. They have to double it and say, guess what? Kick it out for a three. We'll take our chances. Devontae made, what, two threes that half or three threes?
Two
threes. The last two three-point attempts hit the backside of the backboard from the baseline. So I think they got to say, we're going to double down low and just dare you to beat us from the outside.
So far, the shooting from either team has not been spectacular. And if I were Academy Park, I definitely want to try to force Penwood to try to take those three-point shots. Now they start making them, But, of course, Penwood's got the same problem with Academy Park. If Academy Park starts hitting 50% of their three-point shots, you know, this is going to be a close game real quick. But, boy, you know, I mean, and it does happen. I mean, you come out cold in the first half, and then you're a god in the second half. So I would imagine if this was a philosophy that Academy Park thought was going to work for them, they're going to come back in and try it some more and say, look, we're going to live and die by that three-point shot. We can't get inside of them. We got to take those shots, but we got to start making
maybe
them.
Maybe so. They brought Penwood out of their zone for the last couple minutes of that first half because Marrero hit a couple three-pointers. So they got a little bit, you know, we got to switch it up a little bit. But basically, that's what a zone defense is. It's meant for you to pack it in and say, guess what? Shoot the outside jump shot. I dare you to beat me. And guess what? At this level, it doesn't always work.
Yeah, it's amazing what Academy Park has accomplished this year. 15-7, they would have 6'6" Cameron Roundtree, who would be a junior on the team this year, I believe. But before the year, he transferred to Imhotep.
Oh boy!
And he started here first couple of years. Cameron Roundtree, and he's Imhotep is 4A, but they're like a charter Philly, you know,
right,
nationally ranked.
You're loaded.
And so he's getting 10-15 minutes a game, which is not bad. But that's a big loss for Academy Park. But Frank Wolf's done an unbelievable job. And a lot of the – it's going to stop, I think, the recruiting situation now. I think a lot of these smaller – the public schools in the suburbs here, Mark, I think are going to have a lot of their kids stay, because if your kids transfer, they're going to have to miss the playoffs the first year.
You saw that happen to Lynn Greer, right?
So he's happened to Lynn Greer, yes.
Among others. But he's one of the ones. Up in the Chester
Charter, our Chester Charter School for the Arts, our leading scorer in the county, Logan Handy, ineligible. And, of course, longtime Academy Park fan. Good seeing my man. There you go, Mike. Hey,
Dave, check for your wallet.
Old school. Collingdale. Wait, pride of Collingdale High School, right? All right. So we were talking about Logan Handy and Sarah Williams.
Public schools keeping their kids in here, which is what they should.
Why don't we go back to commercial break? We'll come back, do some points for everybody.
Okay.
So go ahead and do
your halftime score. District 1 5A, do or die. Penwood at the half, 34. Academy Park, 25 on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product
and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's PIAA playoff basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor Girls basketball coach Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Penwood 34, Academy Park 25 at half, and the District 1 5A opening round. Scoring Penwood, Shad Kayam with two, Zach Williams with two, Devontae Smith 13, Antonio Campbell 3, Desmond Johnson 4, Ty Cannon 2, Kevon Stevens with 8, Academy Park 6 for Sherm Lofton, Shermeek, has his nickname is Meek, Jalen Cassidy with 3, Nassim Harley comes in averaging 15 a game, one of the best players in Delco and in Southeastern PA, held to 3 points so far. Tariq Marrero, 6 foot sophomore, with 8, and Derek Northern with 5. So there you have it. In the regular season, they split. Penwood won the first game 52-45. Academy Park the second game 61-53. So they're equal.
Well, I think Penwood's going to keep their game plan. They're going to keep owning the boards. They're going to punch the ball inside and attack the rim. And if I was Academy Park, and they stay with the man-to-man, Penwood, I would set some high ball screens. Bring Johnson and Stevens away from the rim. Get them out of there, the big boys, and then look to attack and probe and themselves get to the rim.
Other games tonight, as we heard, 51-45. We heard Sun Valley was winning in the fourth quarter. Pencrest is going to win, blowing their opponent out.
Update on the Sun Valley game. They're up 65-54 with 4:51 to go.
I saw Phoenixville. Chester Charter lost to them at the buzzer. Well, that was a killer loss for Chester Char. They'd be in the playoffs, too, single A. All right, getting the ball inbounds. It'll be Academy Park ball to begin the third quarter. Harley, left side Cassidy. Left baseline, Lofton. Between the circles, Marrero. We'll see what kind of halftime adjustments here.
Still 3-2 zone.
Behind the back, lay it up, missing the layup. Yeah. A tap is good by the Athletic, and he can get up. Shermeek Lofton.
Behind the back pass.
Got away with it. Led to a point. Only a seven-point game? Yeah, 7-point game. 34-27. Penwood, they have the ball moving right to left. Zach Williams flips it out to Kayam. Kayam closely guarded in there by Cassidy. Driving to the basket. Lay it up and in. They let him get by, and he scores. Shadrach Kayam, 4 for him. Penwood up by 9. Marrero, right side. And down low for Lofton, loses the ball, picks it back up. Now Marrero loses the ball. They got some quick hands. They get it up now, Penwood. Devontae Smith drives, misses the layup. Offensive rebound. Poles, throws the ball away. And it'll go out of bounds on the other end of the court. Last touch, obviously, by Penwood. Back to Academy Park.
4 shots in the first minute, gentlemen. Every shot's at the rim. Every shot's going to the rim. Kind of interesting.
Yep.
Penwood's playing their 3-2 zone still. And Academy Park's in a man-to-man.
Academy Park with the ball for 3. Cassidy skims the rim. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Estes. Or last touch by who? Yep, Estes of Academy Park back to Penwood. 6:47 to go in the third quarter. Winner takes on Tom Durant and his Westchester East Vikings in round 2 Saturday. Slowly back, Shadrach Kayyem. Kayyem left of the key. Looks to penetrate again. Shot blocked.
There it is.
Picked up. Offensive rebound. Dez Johnson for two. The quarterback for the football team, and he is back next year.
What do we say? Attack the rim. You miss it. You have your friends rebounding on the backside.
The 11-point lead, Penwood.
Simple, simple.
Zone defense. Loft. Boy, they're giving Sherm like an open, like a 10-footer from the left side. He's not going to take it. To Harley. Harley to Lofton. The left side. He's wide open for that shot. He's going to decide to penetrate. Getting it out to Marrero. Marrero trips, falls, boy, ball on the floor, boy. Out high, Penwood with the steal, the quick Zach Williams, and he sort of slows it up. Now is Cassidy's in his grill out high, ball deflected out of bounds on the far side. Great hustle by that number two, Jalen Cassidy, only a junior.
Great hustle. But
it'll
again,
be Penwood ball.
A little careless, we talked before the game about who takes care of the ball better. So far has been Penwood.
In the backcourt, Kayyem. 6'1 senior for the Penwood Patriots. Top of the key, Kayyem. Left of the key. Still has the ball. Goes into the lane. Lay it up and in.
They have Chad. To double that earlier. They have to go double any kind of attack to the rim. They have to leave their man and help. And they're not doing it.
Shadrach Kayyem. 6'4 in the quarter. 13-point lead, folks, for Penwood. 5:23 to go in the third quarter. There's your wide open jumper. Yeah. Estes back to the rim. No good.
That's
rebound
wide.
Comes out. Yep. Kayyem. He's and it's spinning to the basket. Shot is blocked. That was Zach Williams of Penwood. He is fouled. 5:14 to go in the third quarter. And this makes both here. It's a 15-point game for Penwood.
Can I give Mike a trivia question?
Yep.
Oh, please.
So far in two minutes and 46 seconds, Penwood has 6 points, Mike. Guess where all the points are? What part of the floor? Penwood's all their points have been where?
In the paint, haven't they?
Yes, pretty much at the rim. It's like a layup. And that's the problem. They're getting to the rim.
Well,
whenever
there's been a lot of breakaways in the second half, too.
Yeah, but they're attacking the rim, and no one's leaving their man. They have to just leave their guy and just say, you're not going to go in a straight line drive or a spinning drive against me.
He misses both to Zach Williams.
Badly.
Offensive rebound, Kennedy Poles. He looks for, that's Johnson in the lane, and stolen back by Derek Northern. He's double-teamed off his foot, out of bounds.
Ooh.
Turnover, Academy Park, back to Penwood.
But a great hands by Northern to get the first steal, I thought.
Whole different ball game. Whoever wins this game. Westchester East, they got a 6'7 kid, one of the top juniors in the Southeastern PA. They like to slow it up, but they can be methodical. We'll get to that. We'll see who the winner of this game is tonight. Right now, Penwood with the advantage. He's just taking it right to the hole. They cannot stop him. Shad Kayyem.
Then you either got to switch a man on him or just someone double him, get the ball out of his hand.
Harley looking down low. Lofton misses. Actually, a shot was blocked. Picks it up. Good by Sherm Lofton for two. He has 10. Timeout called by Academy Park. 4:40 to go. Third quarter. District 1. 5A. Boys basketball tournament never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. We have 4:40 to go in the third quarter. DelcoHoops.com, District 1, 5A, first round, 42-29 in favor of Penwood. Earlier today, it was Unionville beating Radnor, ending a nice season for Radnor, 60-45. Of course, you coach the girls at Radnor.
Yep.
Sun Valley is leading Phoenixville. Those Chester County
Diamond team. 1 press.
And all the way back, and he takes it right to the rack against Shadrach Kayyem, and he makes it look easy, lays it up and in. 8 points in the quarter.
That's how it worked. They had the big boys down low, and they passed it out to Kayyem, and he went right to the rim.
Academy Park is now down 44-29. Marrero, top of the key. Marrero looking around, foul line Cassidy, out the Northern. Down low, Cassidy loses the ball again. Here comes Penwood back. In the lane. What a move by Dez Johnson, and he is called for a travel. What an athlete. That's a good athletic
move athletic
there.
Move. I'm not even sure that was a travel, by the way.
6'3", junior, 250-pound football starting quarterback. since his freshman year, I believe, for Penguin. Wide open for three. Got it.
He's doing all he can, Northern.
Derek Northern.
Uh-oh, jailbreak.
Head of the pack. Johnson lays it up. No. Follow. Oh. Misses it. And knocked out of bounds by Academy Park. They didn't get back on defense. It'll be Penwood ball. You got to hustle back.
That's pretty funny, but he did miss two point-blank layups, Desmond Johnson. He might be a little gassy. He's played four minutes.
5-9 versus 6-2. That was quite a match.
Antonio Campbell back into the game for Penwood. 3:43 to go in the third. Good news, only one foul called in the second half.
Uh-huh.
It's on Penwood. Timeout. Patriots, the home team, leading at 44-32. It never sounded so good. 3:43 to go in the third quarter. It's boys high school basketball playoff action on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Final score, congratulations, Mike Doyle and his Penn Crest boys basketball team. Opening round of this tournament, District 1-5A. Penn Crest all over Pottstown, 67-36. Malcolm Williams, senior for Penn Crest, 24 points. Back to the action, 3:42 to go here. Penwood with the ball, leading 44-32. Winner of this game plays Westchester East on Saturday, round number two.
Uh-oh.
Down low as Stevens is into the game, and a turnover. Penwood back to Academy Park.
Harley went around, stole it.
Three ball from the left wing corner. Hits the side of the backboard. No good. Ahead of the pack and almost a steal. It is a steal.
A
and then stolen back by Penwood. Coming to the basket. It's a spin move again. What are they going to call? Foul. Spin move by Desmond Johnson. The right block and a foul. Reach and foul called on Academy Park on the floor. 3:11 to go. Third quarter.
Tough call.
And we have a player injured leg injury, maybe just a cramp.
Zach Williams, he had a roller at the last time out, was rolling his, I believe, right calf. So he's getting some, I want to say some cramps possibly in his right calf.
3:11 to go, third quarter. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Radnor girls basketball coach. Good luck to you. I'm going to keep it right here, Mike. We have, again, 3:11 to go in the third. 12-point lead for Penwood. So you beat the Penwood girls.
Correct.
And you're in the second round against a private school, but they're not the Philadelphia Catholic League. They're just a private school. They've been there for years in District 1. Mount St. Joe.
Right.
And what are they all about?
They're very good. You know, they're starting fives at a nice five. They didn't have a lot of wins because the league was pretty tough this year, but they're a really talented team. They play AU basketball. They play CYO basketball. And for some reason, we moved the game up to 6 p.m. because three or four of them have a freshman-sophomore dinner date at LaSalle College High School. Don't ask me, Dave. Don't start me on it.
So 6 o'clock and the game's going to be?
Don't start me. I might go see Michael after the game in the second half.
Game's going to be
Mike.
Where tomorrow?
At Radnor.
Oh, well, they get the home advantage.
Yeah, so it'll be fine.
Right. So yeah, are they multi-sport athletes or mostly just basketball?
Mostly just basketball.
All right. I know you have multi-sport athletes.
That's correct.
Including good job by another Massimino for you.
She's scrappy.
All right. Raleigh's granddaughter, right?
All right, real quick. Down by 12 here, 3 minutes ago in this quarter. Academy Park needs to make some inroads here. Get this down to maybe 6 or 8 points.
So following the timeout, Kennedy pulls for Penwood to inbound.
Need to go screen. You got it.
The Penwood cheerleaders.
Well, why the cheerleaders?
I'm looking at the cheerleaders.
Well, why wouldn't you be, David? Why there's a backflip? They called it an illegal screen on Kevon Stevens.
I thought they were stopping the game, but the cheerleaders are going over.
The big man, I think, just hurt two players.
So, it's Academy Park ball. Three ball from the right side. It's not even close.
No,
that's
not
by Cassidy. It's an air ball. A lot of those tonight. Penwood coming back.
Oh, my
put in
God.
A foul. Firing it home. That's a little street ball right there for Penwood's Devontae Smith for two.
A complete collision and gets it in the basket anyway.
Again, though, but Dave, he's a left-handed player, correct? He went on a straight line drive about 30 feet from the basket. He's saying, I'm going to the left low block, and no one stopped him. Well, they tried to stop him with the foul.
Free throw is good by Smith. He's a senior. He had 13 in the first half, 3 in the quarter, total of 16 here. Over the years between Penwood and Academy Park, so many kids at athletic as like really, really good basketball players. And they're scattered around at different colleges. Oh. Pass on the far side. 15-point lead for Penwood. 2:35 to go. Oh. And here's a we're in the third quarter. Another steal. Smith to the basket. Layup is no good. Offensive rebound is put home by Shad Kayyem. What a quarter by that young man. Wow, it's up to 17.
He followed the play. Great block shot, but he followed the play. He didn't sit there and watch. He followed the block shot layup, which might have been a goaltend, by the way.
Exactly. Nothing called. Penwood, here's a three
That's
ball.
Short.
It's going to be
short.
Harley has really struggled tonight. It's an air ball. It's taken all the way to the basket. Dipsy-doo shot. No good by Penwood. He tries another one. Reverse crazy layup. And as my boys would say,
timeout at Academy Park.
As my boys on the streets would say, that's dope.
Ha!
D-O-P-E.
It
look it up.
Dope.
1:47 to go. Timeout. Third quarter. Unbelievable. Penwood.
You
50.
You said smoke it up? You said look it up.
Dope.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I mean, okay. 51-32 Penwood over Academy Park on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, I tell you, showboating tonight, boy, in this game, but it's all Penwood now by 19, 51-32, 1:57 to go in the third quarter, and if Academy Park doesn't get it together, their season's going to come to an end. When I say dope on the streets, you know, right. My boys, that means unbelievable, awesome, incredible.
Well, they have every single point in the paint so far this quarter.
And that was an unbelievable shot there by Devontae Smith. So here's a three ball straight away. Another three by, I got to call him a super sophomore for Academy Park. Three trays for him, Derek Northern.
He's
down the 16.
He's played a great game, but they can't stop this team. Every shot is in the lane.
Ticky-tack foul. Bangladeh Chabate with the person.
But he couldn't stay in front of him either.
I know, and he's an athlete.
It's the problem. They're very quick, Penwood, and they get to the rim whenever they feel like it.
What a job Matt Lindemann's done here, replacing Clyde Jones 3 years ago down low. And he is a big fella. He's like Charles Barkley. Misses the left-handed hook shot. That's Kevon Stevens, and back comes Academy Park. Harley very quiet. That's going to be a block, and Harley will go to the line shooting two. Nassim Harley, 6'1 senior. This might be his last high school game. He can make it even closer here. He makes a couple foul shots. Oh. He is an unbelievable player.
And you know what? His shot's not falling, but I like what he thought there. He said, I'm going to go attack the rim. And he did.
Well, you either get the shot to drop or you get fouled, and he accomplished that.
Oh. In and out. Got to make them all now if you're Academy Park by Harley. Just a tough night. Back in, Desmond Johnson, 6'3 junior for Penwood.
You know, we've talked about it before. You have single elimination and you know, if one team is just not on the game, it's not on the game, and
you're
nothing
right.
You can do about
you're
it.
Right. But I, even schematically, 15 shots in the paint for Penwood, only three for Academy Park this quarter.
Nassim makes that one. 4 points for him. Academy Park trailing by 15. 51-36. We're at Penwood High School, where it's really hard to beat these guys. 15-point lead for Penwood and the ball. What a move. Oh. Drives to the basket. Lays it up and in. Is that Shadrach Kayyem again?
Oh, my gosh.
The ball goes in the basket. Counts. Shad Kayyem. And now play a stop because of...
I would say it was delay of game. It might be a technical foul, David.
Yeah, Coach Lindemann not happy about that for Penwood. 53-36. And they call that breaking ankles, what he did.
He did.
Chad Con- and you've heard that term.
The gym like that. Before there's some terms, Dave. Come on.
Yeah.
But that this is just, I mean, Penn was playing very well. And they're getting whatever they want to get. And again, basketball tomorrow night, Chester, Laura Marion, whoever gets more of what they want to get. Now, Laura Marion, we saw it. Laura Marion can go outside, inside.
I don't think, they call it technical for a shot?
For a delay again, they hit the ball out of bounds.
So, Marrero for Academy Park will go to the line shooting two.
Oh.
In and out again. It's just, it may not be Academy Park's
it's
night.
It's not.
You know, you make those two, you're only down by 15.
But basically, a lot of teams will their way, Michael. So tomorrow night's going to be a will.
Got the first one, I think.
One out of two, yes.
Oh, he made the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad. I missed that one. So Marrero has 9 points. And it's Academy Park ball. Short shot, no good by Lofton from the right side. It's the front of the rim. Rebound. Penwood, they're dominating the boards.
They are indeed.
And with 54 seconds to go in the third quarter, Westchester East awaiting the winner. They're at the shoebox. 45 seconds in the quarter. With the ball is Devontae Smith, guarded by Lofton. Smith, right wing. I believe that was Campbell out to Smith. Just dribbles the ball around.
The
and
double.
Somebody should be wide open, but that's not the shot you want to take.
No,
and he's not a good shooter, Kennedy Poles. And here comes Academy Park back with 22 seconds to go. Harley just, they're just all over him. They've done a great defensive job on Harley here tonight. Now, Lofton to the basket. Dipsy-doo, no, but a foul.
Like
Shermeek Lofton shooting too. They're two stars and grizzled seniors, Shermeek Lofton and Nassim Harley, just really struggling tonight. I mean, you got to credit Penwood's defense.
100%, you credit their defense.
Yep.
But guess what? The big players got to come up in the big situations. And guess what? Penwood's guys have done whatever they've wanted to do. And to make it simple, Academy Park has not. Another missed foul shot.
And they're a good free throw shooting team.
They are. I mentioned
normally
not tonight.
Park.
Not at all.
And the free throw.
Now, when you consider both these teams gave a heck of a run to Chester, you know, they're not playing like that team tonight.
Great point.
Academy Park.
Oh, my gosh.
This is both. Unbelievable. Kennedy pulls the rebound for Penwood. 9 seconds to go in the quarter.
3 for 10 for the game.
Smith. Going to try to take it to the rack again. Are you kidding me?
He did.
He lays it in. Devontae Smith. Crowd doesn't even go crazy. It's like it's expected. I can't believe it. But it's Penwood. 55. Academy Park. 37. We go to the final 8 minutes of maybe Academy Park's boys basketball season. And Penwood, 8 minutes away from going off to round two.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a break. It's the District 1 5A boys basketball playoffs. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
After three quarters of play, Penwood 55 and Academy Park 37. And this is the District 1 opening round of the District 1 5A boys basketball tournament. Six classes in PA, six of bigger schools. It goes down. And Sun Valley advances, beating Phoenixville 82-65, you said.
Big score.
What a game that's going to be Saturday. Union, it's going to be down in Chester County, Unionville and Sun Valley. Two quick, Chesmont teams.
Quick numbers. Academy Park, 4 for 11 that quarter. Three shots in the paint. Penwood, 10 for 18. They took 17 shots in the paint, guys. That just wins games. I'm almost tearing up. I'm so happy. They said we're going to attack the rim, either with the pass or with the dribble, and they have 20 points at the rim in that quarter.
12 in the quarter, the third quarter for Shad Kayyem, 6'1 senior for Penwood. 20 in the game for Devontae Smith of Penwood, another senior. It's Penwood's ball as we begin the fourth quarter. 14 fouls on Academy Park, 3 on the Patriots of Penwood. It looks like they are 7 minutes and 38 seconds away from a trip to Westchester on Saturday. driving again. He feels like he can do anything. Shot is blocked in there. That was Evan. Smith. Another shot block on the floor. Everybody contesting everything, and it's picked up by Academy Park. Derek Northern, right of the key. Lofton out the Northern for three.
Oh, swish, my Lord. Again. What a game.
Swish by Derek Northern has 14 on four tray balls and a regular two shot. What a good-looking 10th grader he is.
Sure is.
And so is Marrero, both in two more years.
Great stroke.
Academy Park. The lead is 15, though, for Penwood, 55-40. And driving to the basket, both Shad Kayem, the 6'1 senior guard, and number four, Devontae Smith, 6-foot senior guard. They feel like they can just take it to the racket.
They can. And Zach Williams has been out. Oh, he just came back in with his calf cramp, we believe. They're just too quick. They're almost pulling a Laura Marion, where they're putting three guys up high, two right. down low, and they're going to sort of go to, you know, one-on-one. If they can attack the rim, they will. If they won't, they hold the ball.
Last foul on Tariq Marrero of Academy Park, and he has two. So Penwood with the ball.
Back cut.
Back door really layup. Nice. Missing the shot that time. Kayem offensive rebound. Desmond Johnson, no but a foul. Big Desmond Johnson to the line to shoot two. I tell you what, they got some big, tough-looking dudes on Penwood.
You mentioned Westchester East height. That's not going to scare Penwood whatsoever. And the quickness is going to be, I think, it's going to be an influence on the game, obviously. I'm not sure how quick Westchester East is. No. Our foul shooting tonight, guys, is not great.
No, both teams really are not performing as well as they're capable. Penwood definitely looks like a superior team, but this is an off night, I think, for both teams.
Well, and I say, Mike, all the time, this is their first playoff game. They've been off for a couple
That's
weeks.
True.
And I said, you know what? And the snow days we've had the last couple weeks, I know for our girls, it's really tough. So you're off a couple days here and there. It's bad weather, plus you don't play for a full week.
But usually after the first quarter, you get back into it. But
he makes that one, does he? 6'3", 250-pound junior, Desmond Johnson for Penwood, 56-40, 16-point lead, 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter for the Penwood Patriots.
2-3 zone, David.
Harley far wing, Northern left of the key, crossover, loses the ball again, picks it up though, he's with it, hustles,
great,
and
what
he
a hustle
fouled,
play.
Draws a foul, good hustle play again there by Derek Northern, and the foul is he raises his hand, is that going to be on Antonio Campbell, or they're going to call it on Kayem Shadrat, for short, Shad.
Uh-oh.
Antonio and Campbell comes back out.
He's got a cramp, too, I think.
Yep.
First foul on Kayem. Marrero loses the ball. Johnson picks it up. Here comes Penwood all the way to the basket with a right hand. Lay it up and in. Zach Williams. And it's up to 18 again. 58-40 Penwood. In the lane, stop and pop and hit. Shermeek Lofton with 12. 58-42 is the score. Penwood by 16. 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. They just want to take it to the rack here, Penwood. Uh-huh. But I would try to slow it up and out high. It's a push. Cassidy's not happy with that call. Gives the ref the wave off. They don't call technicals for that, do they?
No. But they're not trying to foul. There's a lot of time left, 5:33. But County Park's in a bad spot. They really can't guard them man-to-man. But they have to pressure in the half court. So when they're just weaving in and out, that was a little bit of a hand check.
At the line, shooting 1-1, Shad Kayem for Penwood. He makes it. I've got him for 15 points.
Wow. Good game.
We'll have the game archived. We have the box score, thanks to Andrew and Mike.
Who do you guys think you want to talk to at the end of the game?
I mean, both.
He hit both. Right now, Devontae Smith.
We should give out free Frosties for that, making 2 for 2 here. First time all night.
Yeah, good give and go, but losing the ball out of bounds was Cassidy, and the ball will go back to Penwood. Well, they took care of their home court tonight, unless something drastically happens here. But they are playing some ball. Across the timeline, the Patriots going to the lane. And they played very well as a team, obviously. Short shot in the lane, no good by Johnson. Tapped by Kennedy Poles, the football player. 6'1 senior. He's an athlete. Three ball from the right side is no good. Rebound, Penwood again. Here comes Kaya. Looks to take the move on Northern. Northern, good job.
He
defense.
Good job.
Down low. Johnson lay it up and in again. Desmond Johnson has three in the quarter. I have him for nine in the game.
I'm sorry.
22-point lead, Mike.
Shad Kim took a finger to the face. He's really hurting, trying to grab his eye. He's really getting pulled out.
Shot no good. Rebound Penwood. 4:34 to go. Penwood calls time. 4:33 to go in the ball game, and it's hard to believe, but I thought it'd be a close game. But sure. It's Penwood 64, Academy Park 42, in the opening round of the District 1 Southeastern Pennsylvania 5A Boys Basketball Tournament. DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Well, you know, we got a great game. Well, a great battle here, but it's all Penwood. 4:33 to go in the game, 64-42 Patriots, District 1. The suburbs. You would think we're in Rucker Park, though. Huh?
I like it.
New York. 22-point lead for Penwood. Hey, doubleheader at the Palestra tonight, the boys' Catholic League right. Semifinals. And
LaSalle won the first game over McDevitt.
Oh, did they? They're great. Oh, they're a heck of a team, LaSalle College, 6A. McDevitt is a team Chester beat. They were hot, and they're yes. only 3A, so they're going to run through Goretti. But anyway, a long way to go before then. March. 4:28 to go. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Penwood. 64-42, and a frustrated young man. His career is coming to an end, a tremendous career for Academy Park, Nassim Harley. Three ball from the left side, out no good. Offensive rebound up with a left hand for two. Devontae Smith, 22 points for Devontae. 24-point lead. Marrero off the glass, no. Follow no by Lofton. Lofton no, but a foul. Sherm will go to the line, shooting two. The personal and Kennedy pulls. His first. Tomorrow is a day that I would love to have off from my regular job, and that's his second, excuse me.
Take off. But you're good for it. Why not?
Got to grind it out. Six more years full time. Free throw up and no good again. He's Lofton trying. Misses another one.
Dave, I do have a bit of sad news. My yellow tablet, I have no more space in the lane area for the Penwood shots. They're over 25 shots in the paint this half.
4:08 to go. This is both. I just stunned. And Penwood the rebound, and they threw the ball away. 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter here at the Shoebox. What a great facility.
That's great.
And this depends what happened. You never know if teams go to the consolation bracket. This might be Penwood's last home game of the year. But there's a steal. Penwood throws it away. Excuse me, Academy Park throws it away. Penwood has it back. Driving to the basket, shot blocked, and out of bounds. Referee's letting the kids play. Yeah. That could have been a foul.
Well, you know what? It's getting a little rough now. They're up by 24 points. I'm just going to say, if I was Matt Lindemann, I'd start thinking about getting my subs in. They got to play on a short rest, Michael. They play Saturday, I believe.
Right.
So you have a one-day rest. Look, they have some cramping issues. I would get my stars out almost now, really.
Westchester East, what a job that Coach Durant has done over the years with them. That's floater in the lane at number 14, right? A four again?
Yes.
That is
an out-of-bounds
Smith
play.
Again on the inbounds play for Penwood. 24 points for Devontae. 68-42. Lofton back for Academy Park. They need three balls just to even make it respectable.
It's
Lofton stops, pops, can't get it. Ball on the floor, out of bounds. Good hustle by Estes of Academy Park. It'll stay with Academy Park. Good hustle there. Ibrahim Jabate, number 23, into the game for Academy Park. Marrero, right wing corner, right of the key. Harley Herrera, right wing corner, three ball, no good. Offensive rebound. He can jump, I told you. That Abraham Jabate with the rebound goes to the line, shooting one. 6-1, but both those Jabate boys can jump out of the building, but they saw limited minutes tonight.
Good news, bad news for County Park. If your name's Derek Northern this half, you're 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. If your name's not Derek Northern, you're 0-for-6.
That's unbelievable. Mark Jordan, my man.
Missed the first one.
This is the first one, does Jabate. 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Cheerleaders. This is great. It's like when Harris.
They're going back and forth, yep.
Jabate makes that one. It's like Chester Harrisburg.
We're going
when
back
they're
out.
At one, Chester goes to Harrisburg, camp, the old Camp Curtin days. The cheerleaders go at it.
I love a Camp Curtin. Bring it back in.
To the basket was Smith. He was looking for Johnson. Ball thrown away. Lofton comes back. Lay it up. No good. Rebound taken by 13. The freshman, 6'2 freshman, Chris Murray into the game. And wisely, Zach Williams, the point guard, brings it out high. 68-43. Down low, Johnson. Layup, no. Rebound, Lofton.
A good pretty pass. Couldn't complete it.
Yep.
Another turnover. Just...
Watch a flush.
Here's the fabulous freshman. No! This is the dunk with the left hand. That is Chris Murray. And now it's getting out of control. This wild and Marrero lose the ball out of bounds. I thought he lost out of bounds. No, it was picked up by his teammate. Academy Park with the rock. Down 68-43. Marrero drives and scores. Good-looking sophomore Marrero. Only 3 points for him in the second half. Total of 11. 2 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. Driving again. Right-handed layup. Zach Williams for two.
Well,
crowd doesn't go crazy on that. That's just an easy dipsy-doo layup.
I'm
going to
get these guys out of the game. Now they are.
148. Quick. It's a timeout to change players. We'll keep it right here. Get
absolutely.
The substitutes into the game. 148 to go. And Penwood is going to win this baby.
Well, and I'm not making it too simplistic. I think Coach Lindman had a great game plan. We're going to drive to the rim. We're going to pass the ball inside to our big guys. We're going to pack a zone in and say, I dare you to beat me. And other than Derek Northern from the outside, no one did beat them. And it was a great recipe and a great game plan. And like Mike says, both teams came out obviously a little bit sluggish. Well, I shouldn't have said that. Penwood was up 10-1 when we just started the game. So County Park didn't play their bring their A game or B game tonight. And that's playoff basketball. It's one and done. And guess what? You don't bring it.
You can't afford a bad night. Yeah. I mean, it's in a playoff game, one and done. It you know, and that's the sad part. We've seen it in football. We've seen it in lots of sports. But nothing to do about it.
Three ball from the left side. No go by Jabate. Follow. Lofton. No. Jabate drives and is fouled by 6'5 junior Ty Cannon. Abraham Jabate at the line shooting two. 1:37 to go in the fourth quarter. 70-45. Penwood's going to win. Pencrest won tonight. Personal foul on Cannon. Now coming into the game, Edmund Dennis. 6'1, 250 pounder. Linebacker on the football team.
So I have a twin. That's great.
He doesn't look that big, but that's what they have. Maybe he is. Yeah, he's pretty. He's pretty cut.
He's cut up nice.
Doesn't look 250 pounds. But anyway, shot no good. Driving back, layup no good. Follow is that freshman. He looks pretty good out there. Very, of course, athletic. No good by Chris Murray, the ninth grader for Penwood. And there's Jabate going to the line and getting fouled. He'll shoot two more. 70-45 is your score. Penwood is going to advance and play Westchester East round two. If you lose on Saturday in the quarterfinals, you go to a consolation bracket. They take six teams to the state tournament from District 1 5A. 10 from District 1 6A. He misses the first, does Jabate. Abraham misses the second.
Not the power on, but they're four. We're 18 from the foul line.
Boy, that's atrocious.
Freshman with the floater. No good. Battling for that rebound out of bounds. Barry Brown, number 12, into the game. 6'3 junior for Academy Park. And we said that another 6'2 ninth grader into the game, number 21 for Penwood, Evan Borward. Coming up on a minute to go in the game, Marrero for three, short, follows his shot for Academy Park, and throws it away. Intercepted by Hugh Booth.
Uh-oh.
Driving to the basket, ooh. Hugh, and he's fouled on Barry Brown. And going to the line for Penwood. These guys, they're put together. You can tell you got the...
They're strong kids.
Addo Troop is the head football coach for Penwood. What a year, and he's got that program flying high right now.
They're 5A, is that right, David?
5A. You know how tough it is.
100%. I want to say real quick, Dave, kudos. Andrew and Michael are always great. We know that. But in this fast-paced game, I think you net all these names and all these plays. I'm a spot on, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Now, you botched the introductions before the game, but other than that, you did great. You can't have it all.
Hugh misses the first. Thanks. I'm trying to be humble for once. Thanks. Thanks, Mark. Mark Jordan, Radnor girls basketball coach.
There
free throw is good by Hugh. Gets his name in the scoring column. It's 51 nice. Seconds to go in the game. And Marrero, he'll be back. Sophomore shot is blocked. Or shot is altered. Oh, no. Forces to miss. Coming to the basket. Missing. Follow number 21. Oh. Missing. That's the other freshman. Two freshmen out there for Penwood.
Uh-oh.
And Jabba take a dunk. He misses. not Academy Park's night. Three ball from the right side is good by Marrero.
Oh, my.
Tariq. I told you the Jabba days can get up for 6-1. And now in the backcourt, dribbling the ball around. This kid looks like he's going to be a star. Chris Murray, M-U-R-R-I-I, 6-2, misses the pass. The shot is no good. Almost went out of bounds. And Borward to the basket, lays it up and in, number 21, Evan Borward. For Penwood, 2 points for him, 2 seconds, driving to the basket. Marrero misses the dunk, and that's pretty much sums up the night for the Knights of Academy Park, and their season is over. They fall to the Penwood Patriots here at a wild raucous, as you would expect. Shoebox, 73-48, I believe. They took that score off in a hurry. Once again, we'll be back with a post-game show. Penwood advances to the quarterfinals. Omar, you can see my man in the house. Penwood wins. Back in a moment on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Dave Berman back here at Penwood High School. Going to try to get a post-game guest. Penwood wins the game by a score of 73-48. And we are live. Dave Berman, we're going to talk with one of the best high school football players in Delaware County. I announced her game against Chester, by the way. Public address announcer for Chester High, Dave Berman here. Yes, it's a Kennedy Poles, Andrew with Kennedy. And you just played great defense tonight, Kennedy. Great team effort. Thanks for joining us. And tell us about your thoughts on beating up a very good Academy Park team, your rival.
Every time we get to play, we just want to beat them. Beat them. That's a rivalry, you know? So it's like, we're going to do whatever we got to do to win this game.
Now you go to round two, Westchester East, a very good team also. So I want to ask you about your football. Yeah, but you had a bunch of football guys out there, too.
Yeah,
where are you going to college to play football? You set records here at Penwood this year.
To be determined.
To be determined.
Yeah.
And Des Johnson looked good, too, right?
Yeah.
Your junior quarterback.
He's the greatest.
Kevon Stevens was the center of the football team. You have a lot of size. So you beat Penwood. You beat Academy Park now. Kennedy, now you get ready for Westchester East. Have you studied any film on them yet?
For sure. All day, every day.
They got the big boy.
Yeah. This is the first time.
Yeah.
So we're looking for revenge this time.
Oh, you played them already?
Yeah.
Earlier in the year. What was the score?
I don't even want to know.
You guys jumped out to a quick lead. Was that due to the energy in the building here tonight?
That played a big factor. And our defense. We study them on film every day, basically, so we know the insides and outs.
It looked like they were interested, that Academy Park really just wanted to shoot outside. They did not want to drive on inside. Did you expect that to happen?
Yeah, because we got them big bodies in the paint.
I understand
they don't want
that.
Work in the paint.
I understand
big bodies
that.
In the paint.
I'm telling you.
But they could not get a three shot to save their life tonight.
They were shooting their life out. They were shooting the game away. That's all it was.
All right. Okay, anything else, guys? We got to set up.
No, but I tell you what, congratulations. Great football
Thank
season,
you.
Good basketball season.
It.
And we will talk to you down the road, Kennedy Poles. Nice meeting Thanks. You in person, finally.
Good luck
right.
on Saturday.
Thank you.
6'1 senior for Penwood.
I appreciate that.
All right, you got it. Good interview, a lot of energy. Mark, you got to love it. Should see him play football. To be determined his college plans. Penwood wins at 73-48 over Academy Park. Penwood improves to 15-8 overall. Academy Park closes out the year 15-8. And they get ready for Tom Durant of Upper Darby, and he's the head coach of Westchester East on Saturday. Mark, real quick here.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, obviously, Penwood's game plan was fantastic, I thought, throughout. They made 30 shots in the paint around the rim. 60 of their 73 points were in the paint.
Yep.
Only had 6 points, 2 3-pointers. Only made 7 foul shots. Simply put, it was just what they wanted to do, and they had their way. And Academy Park had no answer. I'm shocked Academy Park beat them. They must have had a really, really poor game during the season. Because looking at this game tonight,
I don't think you saw Academy Park the way
they should
play.
I did not. But tonight, watching what I watched, I thought their size and their speed were both superior to Academy Park.
No doubt.
And when you're bigger and faster, Mike, guess what? You're in trouble.
As they pointed out, you know, they weren't going to attempt to take on the bodies in the paint. They were shooting from the outside. Had that been successful, this would have been a very tight game.
And as a little prelude to tomorrow night, Laura Murray and Chester, guess what?
Possibly.
They're both big. They both can shoot. They both can drive.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't think you're going to see the kind of problem ball handling that we saw tonight. It's going to be a much more crisp game, very quick.
And the first game
and
of the year.
Precise.
Close game with Chester and Laura Marion.
Yeah,
oh, they match up fantastically well.
Close game. Andrew, you have some other scores here.
Yeah, I've got a couple of scores from the lower divisions in single A. You have Faith Christian and Philmont Christian tied at 58 going to their fourth overtime.
Dave, you gotta have faith.
And not have faith. I wish Chester Charter was in that. Anyway.
In the 2A, Delaware County Christian beats Valley Forge Military Academy 67-48.
They're good. Delco Christian.
Sun Valley beat, who are they?
Phoenixville.
Phoenixville 82-65.
Unionville beat Radnor 60-45.
Pottsgrove defeated Great Valley 72-69.
Wow. Pottsgrove, Jemai Springfield, prior to Chester. Good ball player and football player for them. So Pottsgrove advances, okay. Anything on Holy Ghost and Upper Marion?
I'm not I would
imagine
seeing anything.
And Westchester Rust and Upper Moreland will take on Pencrest. That's a home game for Pencrest against a very good Ruston team.
But it sounds like there's a couple of Delco teams alive. Pencrest and Sun Valley are doing well.
Absolutely.
And Chester's still alive. So
And Penwood's still alive.
Penwood's still alive. So we
get some So, again, check out the box score.
Yep.
We're going to get out of here. It's
tomorrow night, Lower Marion and Chester at Lower Marion. 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll be there with a different play-by-play guy. And I don't know if Pete will be feeling better to come back. Mark's got his own game tomorrow night. So we may get tracked on that. So we'll
the
go
17th postseason meeting between Lower Marion and Chester.
Oh, and we'll be listening in. That'll be a fun one.
And I'll be PA guy for Coatesville-Methacton. Winner of that Coatesville-Methacton game will play the winner. Will play the winner of Chester-Lower Marion at the Leah Corus Center next week in the semifinals.
Okay.
So there you go. So
say good night, Dave.
Good night, everybody. Once again, the final score: the Penwood Patriots advance, win and survive. They beat Academy Park 73-48. You've been listening to Exhilarating Boys High School Basketball. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.